Hello, everyone. This is Kathy Jo Pollack, and thank you for listening to the audio recap of the teleclass, Want Good Credit. Get the tools you need to build a solid credit record that will serve you well for years to come. We had such a huge response for this teleclass and many requests for the audio. So what I've put together are the audio highlights from this teleclass, and I hope you enjoy it and benefit from it. Just a little bit about me before we get started. I am a certified life coach, trainer, and speaker, and my passion for personal finance started over 8 years ago when I was the training specialist for Consumer Credit Counseling Service. I have presented more than 600 financial programs and spoken to literally thousands of people from all walks of life about developing good money management skills and building good credit. I've also written numerous articles and given many interviews. Much of this is posted on my website, which is www.kathyjopollack.com. All one word, again, that's kathyjopollack.com, KathyJopollack. And you can go to the links and products page of my website and find that additional information after the call. Now, why I thought this particular program was so important is that today, in this rough economy, the credit game has tightened up, and now more than ever, our credit is being scrutinized. So whether you are building credit for the first time or rebuilding credit after difficulties, this information is important. Now, without a doubt, credit fuels our economy, but it also affects every area of our lives. So don't forget that. Our credit rating, whether it's good or bad, can literally affect where we live, work, and our ability to get a loan or even insurance. This is clearly a serious game that affects you. And if you were thinking that maybe you didn't have to play the game or you didn't have to worry about who sees your credit, well, guess again. And I'm going to spark your interest by telling you five of the businesses that can look at your credit. Now, first, obviously, lenders can look at your credit. And legitimate lenders, before they loan you money for possibly a house or an automobile or even give you a credit card, they're going to want to check your credit to see how much of a risk you are. Insurers, the majority of auto insurance companies use your credit score when determining your rates, and it is also common with home insurers. And credit scores are a very important number, and they are determined by information in your credit report, which I'm going to talk about a little bit as we continue. Also, landlords. Increasingly, landlords look at credit before they rent to you. They view your credit report and rating as a measure of your responsibility to pay your bills on time. Also, employers, when you're applying for a job, potential employers can pull your credit report, now provided they have your permission. So please read the application carefully before you sign it and see what it says about background checks and what you're giving permission for. Lastly, cell phone carriers and some utility companies may also check your credit before they sign you up for a plan. It's really pure and simple. They want to make sure you are responsible and that you will pay your bill each month. So you can see credit really does affect every area of our lives, and we all want every opportunity that comes with good credit. Now, rebuilding after difficulties and having no credit can be similar, because if you do not use credit, you can't build a good credit rating because there's nothing to gauge. There's no credit use to rate. So again, whether you're rebuilding after problems or building for the first time, they both can present some barriers. So what we're going to do, we're going to lay the groundwork here. We're going to go way back to basics, way, way back. And I really want all of the listeners to remember this takes time and patience, time and patience. No quick fixes. And there are no guarantees. These are suggestions. And I realize that we are all anxious to build and have good credit. But again, this is important to remember that it does take time and patience. What you are attempting to do is show a pattern of financial responsibility, and this takes time. You may ultimately need to change habits and old ways of thinking. It's all up to you, and even working with a coach such as myself that focuses on finances may be very helpful to keep you on track. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to begin with three very basic concepts. Again, we're going way back to the beginning to build that foundation. And first and foremost, you need to make sure you have established and maintain a checking and savings account. Now, you can do this either through a credit union or a bank. It is important that you don't bounce checks and that you build your savings even little by little. You want to build a relationship so that you have a place to go when you need a loan or a credit card. As you move forward in life, you're going to want more things, and this relationship is important. And I know you might be thinking that a checking and savings account really don't build any credit and they are not reported to the credit bureaus, and that's correct. However, having these accounts speaks directly to your financial independence, being able to cash checks, write checks to pay bills, and save, and then later when you need a loan or a credit card. Also, lenders view this as a sign of financial stability. And if you're interested in credit unions, generally they're member-owned and nonprofit. They can be a little more flexible and people-oriented. So check in your community or where you work. Ask friends and family, too. Or you can go to this website for more information. It's www.cuna.org. Again, that's cuna.org. Also, I would like to mention, if you have some bounced checks that are looming in your past, that can be a barrier to opening new accounts. You will need to get those taken care of going forward. And again, you certainly don't want to bounce any checks going forward. Now, second, you need to annually check and correct all three of your credit reports. Many people say, I don't want to see what's on there, or I know what's on there, but you really don't know until you see them. So do yourself a favor, and before someone else sees your credit information, you see it first and take some time to correct them. The three major credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And under the FACT Act, you can receive a free credit report from each every 12 months, but you need to request them the right way. And you can request your free credit reports by either calling a number, going to the official website, or even mailing in a form that you can get from the website. And I will give you the phone number and website, and it's also posted on my website, KathyJoePollock.com. So the phone number for the official credit reports is 877-322-8228. Again, that's 877-322-8228. Or online at www.annualcreditreport.com. Again, that's annualcreditreport.com. And here you can also print a form that you can mail in if you prefer to receive your reports by mail. And I want to mention it's important to check all three credit reports because they may not contain the same information. And again, these reports are important because businesses can access them, and their response or decision from these reports could directly influence your life. Credit reports, if they're wrong, then chances are your credit score, that three-digit number, may also be wrong because the information for a credit score comes from your credit report. Now, credit reports can be lengthy and take some time to review. So especially if you're reviewing your credit reports for the first time, you may want to stagger each of the three reports. You could request a different one every 4 months. Now, the third basic concept that I want to discuss is having a realistic budget. A budget is the cornerstone for your finances, and there's a free budget form on the links page of my website, which you can immediately access. You need to have this foundation for your finances, because from this foundation, you're going to know how much is coming into your household, how much is going out. This is going to help ensure that you make on-time payments for all of your bills and also that you do not take on too much debt. Debt and credit are not the same thing, and you do not want to build unnecessary debt or unmanageable debt in order to build credit. Paying existing bills will help build your credit, and paying all bills on time is crucial. So you need to have that foundation and you need to have that plan. Every bill that you pay on time adds to your good credit history, and the contrary is also true. Pay late or skip, and that hurts. Okay, now we have the basics out of the way. Getting established with a bank or credit union with a checking and savings account, checking your credit reports annually, and having a budget to ensure you pay all of your existing bills on time, and knowing what you can afford before you go in debt. So now let's speak directly to credit. How to go about getting credit, either when you've never had credit or you've had problems. I suggest trying one thing at a time. Remember, time and patience, and see the response. So don't run out and apply for a lot of different credit cards at once. This hurts, and too many applications for credit in a short period of time is not good. Ultimately, you're going to want to push into the 700-plus credit score territory, which is excellent, and you're probably going to need a major credit card to do this, such as a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. But be prepared that you may not get this right away, and it may take some time. So you're going to need to start to build with these suggestions. Apply for a department store or gasoline card. Sometimes they're easier to get, but not always. And certainly ask your questions specifically if it will be reported to the credit bureaus, because remember, you want to build a credit history that's going to help you going forward. If you do get the department store or gasoline card, you do need to use it in order to build credit. That does not mean to misuse it. Use it, charge with it a little bit each month, then pay it off in full every month and on time to build that good credit history. You do not need to carry a balance. So please remember that. You may also need a cosigner. A cosigner can be a legitimate way to help someone build credit. You also want to ask your questions first, making sure it will be also reported to the credit bureau in your name. Remember, you're the one wanting to build credit. The idea here is to build that pattern or history of financial responsibility. On the flip side, I do not recommend being a cosigner. It's really a double-edged sword when you speak to cosigning. Again, it can be a way to rebuild credit, but I always recommend caution on the side of the cosigner. You may also have to offer a larger down payment. You may need to think of ways to convince the lender to give you a chance, or even the landlord. So this goes directly back to budgeting and the money that you're saving. Put yourself in the lender's position or even in the landlord's position. If someone came to you with credit problems in the past or no credit history and wanted to rent from you or maybe buy something from you on credit, what would it take for you to give them a chance? And one of the ways might be to offer a larger down payment. So again, build up that savings and watch that budget. You also might want to take out a small loan. This goes back to the first point we discussed with having a bank account with a checking and savings account. This is where you handle your personal finances. So you might, in an effort to build that relationship and show that pattern of financial responsibility, you might want to take out a small loan and save the money, don't spend it, and then make regular on-time payments back. No, you don't need a loan. No, you don't need more debt. But what you need to do is show you can handle it with regular on-time payments, and this will lead to more opportunities and more things in the future. Again, possibly you'll want a home loan or an auto loan. Again, the idea is not to build debt. You may also want to consider a secured credit card. A secured credit card is a card where you make a deposit, the company holds the deposit, and your credit line is usually equal to your deposit. For example, if you give them $500 as a deposit, generally you'll have a $500 credit limit. This can be a good way to build credit if you've had problems or if you have no credit. And you would not want to have a secured credit card forever. A secured credit card can be a stepping stone, and your goal will be to get your deposit back and have established a pattern of using credit wisely. And I always recommend asking your questions first. And you might even want to go to your bank or credit union to see what they offer and what you might qualify initially for. You can also research secured cards online at cardtrack.com. That is CardTrak.com. And a couple of important points about secured cards. You need to make sure you do your research and check all of the related fees first. Is there an annual fee? What is the over-the-limit fee, late fees, and so forth? And sometimes they can be high. And also, most importantly, make sure that they will report to all three credit bureaus and ask your questions before you apply. Then, as I said previously, you're going to need to use the card and pay it off in full every month. Do not carry debt. Use it, pay it off in full. The last thing that I would like to mention is what is called a non-traditional credit history. You may notice when you look at your credit report, some of the good things that you're doing might not be on there, such as regular payments you're making to your doctor, your dentist, maybe a hospital bill, your landlord, or even a daycare provider. Those may not be on there because credit reports may not necessarily include everything. So you may want to start a file of all the good things you're doing that are not included on your credit report. You may even want to ask your landlord or any of the places that I mentioned for a letter of credit reference, and you can have this on hand. So if you need it, take it with you, and if there's something that you really want, you can present this non-traditional credit history to show this pattern of financial responsibility. And of course, you want to use discretion and be honest. So to sum up, building credit takes time and patience, and nothing is a guarantee. You want a plan that actively and wisely uses credit where you can make on-time payments and pay down balances to help build your credit. And if you don't have a written budget, now is the time to start. My website has a free monthly budget form, and that's KathyJoePollock.com, as well as numerous articles and links. And again, the link for the free credit report is annualcreditreport.com. If you're curious how coaching may fit in, as a coach, I work with my clients to set realistic financial goals, and I work with them on a regular basis as an accountability partner to help them meet those goals. And it is powerful and wonderful to watch the results. So again, I thank you for your time. Feel free to visit my website.